When will I receive my grade? Am I going to get a pass, merit, or distinction? These are the questions I often hear from my students once they've submitted their assignments. Wondering what I tell them? In this episode, I'm uncovering the procedures behind marking and releasing grades at British universities, and I explain why it takes so long to receive a grade. Hi, my name's Kasia, and this is Academic Reading and Writing Made Easy. It can take even more than a month to get the final grade, but most often that's the case for final year students. However, I'll explain it later. Let's take a closer look at the standard procedure finishing each term. As you probably remember, I was talking about it in episode 2. The submission time comes around week 9 or 10 of the term. It may as well be the final or penultimate week of the term. It varies from university to university, but the submission deadlines tend to come to the final week of the term. Students are given enough time to do their research and finally to write up their research results in the form of essays, reports, or other types of assignments. I know what you are thinking right now. Enough time. There is nothing like enough time. Trust me, when you approach your research in a manageable way, again, listen to episode 2, you will see how much overwhelm and stress you can save yourself. Okay, so let's go down to the basics. Why does it take so long for universities to release the marks? And in fact, this is my most favorite part of British universities, and it is linked with quality control. Let me give you an example. In Poland, where I come from, there are universities which are better and some which are worse. The overall rating is based on the admission numbers and so-called survival rate. In other words, those who have survived the first year of their studies. As you can imagine, this is not the case at British universities. You need to remember that British universities are highly competitive. They compete in terms of the research they can do, but also in terms of the student numbers. It doesn't really matter if you study at a public university like Oxford Brookes or a private one like Buckingham University. In both cases, you will pay the tuition fee. The only difference is the price. But regardless of being public or private, what British universities need to comply with is the marking transparency. And this is what makes British universities stand out from the crowd. What do I mean by that? It can take up to 3 weeks for students to receive their grades. Why? Because once the assignments are submitted, lecturers can meet for standardization purposes, which will ensure that all lecturers know how to mark the papers and that they are all on the same page. However, before the standardization meeting takes place, all lecturers mark a sample of assignments and only then they sit together and discuss how they arrive at their marks. Once they agree on the allocation of points, they can proceed with the actual marking. And now you need to remember that at the examination time, lecturers can be doing more than just one load of marking. They might as well be working on other modules, which might slow down the process of marking. But let's move on. So, after the standardization process and once the lecturers have marked all the assignments for which they have about 2 weeks. Here we've got something which is called moderation. So, what is moderation? The module leader proceeds with moderation, which means that a sample of papers are selected and double marked or even triple marked if lecturers do not agree on the final mark. In this situation, another senior lecturer is asked to offer their insight and suggest some middle ground. So in fact, the third marker will have the final word on the mark. As you can see, a standard marking process is rather complex, but this is how it does not really matter where you study. The procedures are the same at all British universities. And this is how you can be sure that there is no favoritism issues, as those would be easily detected. So let's now move on to some more, even more serious marking. Wanna know more? Stay tuned. But first, let me read out my very first review I received on iTunes. You know that I love hearing from you. This week I want to give a shout out to Jack, who left me the following review on iTunes. Thank you so very much. It means the world to me. So Jack007A says, I've come across the Academic Reading and Writing Made Easy podcast quite incidentally. When I first saw the name of it, I felt curious. Then I saw the episode titled Why Academic Writing is a Process and What Does It Mean? And I felt intrigued by the question. I dived deep into this episode and was totally gobsmacked. I feel so much clearer on the research process, meaning that I can finally learn to manage my time and, most importantly, my research and keep my sanity. Thank you so much, Kasia. I love to hear that. I just can't tell you how much those words mean to me. I'm honored to be your go-to resource, Jack, and thank you so much for being a part of my podcast community. I thought I'd start giving more shout-outs to reviews I read online, so if you left me a review, I just might be talking about you on my next podcast. Okay. So let's go back to the most complex type of marking, which happens at the end of the academic year. Each time when the standardization and moderation processes are completed, there is one more very important event taking place to ensure that no rules have been broken during the marking process. This event is called the exam board. This is when examiners from other universities come and again take a significant sample of assignments and mark them again. During the exam board meeting, the external examiners would meet with program and module leaders and discuss how the marking process can be improved. They also take a look at different types of assignments and the marking criteria so that they can see that students are able to perform to their best. As you can see, receiving a mark or a grade for your assignment need to take time, but this is how the quality and transparency of marking is achieved. All right. I hope you enjoyed this episode and found it valuable. Thanks for hanging out with me, and if you have a friend who will benefit from this episode, please share it with them. I would be so very grateful. And as usual, please go to the show notes on my website, www.oaoe.co.uk www.mindfulness.com/podcast, where you can find more free resources, or go to my ZPStream page, www.zpstream.com/u/Oxford Academy of English, and grab a bonus in which I share with you the marking criteria I compiled myself based on my experience, which I believe will make it much easier for you to understand how you can score higher marks. All right, my friend, I'll speak to you soon. Same time, same place. I can't wait. Bye.